Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I will sing your
thank you, Jesus.
For you've done
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Such a marvelous thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
For someone so wretched.
Thank you, God.
Yet my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we lift you up.
No one else.
Oh God, we lift you up and we glorify you, Lord. Because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great. And you are greatly to be praised, Lord. There is nobody else that is like you, God. And in all the earth, you are truly one of a kind, Lord. And we just want to exalt you and just lift you up, Lord. It's being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to give you our best praise on today, Lord. And our best worship, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. There is nobody else that can compare. Nobody else that is equal. And we want to bless you on today, God. We want to give you our best praise because you gave us your best. You gave us your son, God. And we want to reverence you and glorify you, God. We want to give you anything that's inside of us on today. We want to lift our hands, Lord. And we want to glorify you, God. Because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. There is nobody else that deserves it more than you. There is nobody else, Father God, that we're going to give your salutations to. But you, God, you are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creations. You are Lord, our God, our King, our everything. There's nobody, God, that can stand before you. There is nobody that can compare. And we want to bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to give you that sound, God. We want to open up our minds and bless you. We're going to bless you in the midst of it all. We're going to exalt you on today. You said, Lord, that if we lift you up, you will draw us just a little bit closer. And we want to be a little bit closer. We don't want to be far from you, God. But we want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice. Because we know, God, if we're in your presence, nothing can come in there. No sickness can dwell. No shame. No fear. No hate. None of that stuff can come in your presence. No diseases. Nothing, Father God. Because you are bigger and greater than it all, God. Oh, God. That's why you sent your son, that we might live, that we might be free, that we may have peace. Oh, God, you sent your son, that we, Father God, can live in abundance with your ghost. Oh, God, and we bless you. We bless you right now, and we bow down to you. We want to give it to you. We bow down to you, Lord, because you oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. And we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want to tell you just how much we appreciate you. We don't tell you enough, Jesus. But we want to tell you right now. We want to make up for not telling you, God. Oh, God. We want you to help us see, to know that we do have gratitude in our hearts towards you, God. We want you to know, God, that we love you with every morsel and every fiber in our being. Oh God, we dare not lift up anything or anybody higher than you. We're gonna pull it down right now. Any sickness, we're pulling it down. We pulling it down right now because we know that you are the God that sit high and look low. Oh God. And we are Baba Hashanah. We're going to empty ourselves out right now, God. Any and everything that causes us to be conflicted in our minds. Any and everything that causes us to be conflicted in our hearts. Any and everything that's trying to come up against your people, against your church. We pulling it down and landing at your feet. Because we know that you are capable. We know that you are able. We know that nothing is impossible with your God. And whatever it is, God, we know, Lord, that is all part of the territory. And we're going to have your peace in us. We're going to rest in your peace. Because you are the great overcomer. And we tell you of today, God, that we love you, Lord. Oh, God. It's so marvelous. It's so wonderful, Lord. Oh, my mind, little loco, shun, little loco, see. Oh, my mama, share, little loco, see. Oh God, we are Mama Mirilococia. We are your people. This is your church. You know what everybody needs individually. I'm asking you to meet the needs of your people today. I'm asking you to go down each and every last one of these pews, Lord. I'm asking you to encamp your angels in here. East, west, north, and south, on the roof, to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Allow your angels to stand guard and take watch over your people. I'm asking you, be your consciousness, and I can see that your will, your way, and your purpose, and your plan be performed in this place, Father God. For you, your consciousness, and I can see. Oh God, hiya, baba, shine, and I can see. Oh God, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on my tongue, Lord. That it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you. That I would only speak the Yoko Shandere Lakasia. Let me the Yoko Shandere Lakasia. That your door be Yoko Shandere Lakasia. Let your glory train be in this place, Father God. Manifest yourself visibly. That your people would know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real. Rest, rule, and abide in this place, Father God. That your people would be healed, delivered, and set free. Help us on today, Daddy, don't go Sunday like I see ya. Oh God. Oh, Mama, Daddy, like I see. Oh, God, Daddy, don't go Sunday like I see ya. Oh God, we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our minds. We welcome you into our situations. We welcome you into our concerns. We welcome you into our troubles. We welcome you on today, Father God. And we're asking you right now, God, to because you know, God. You know, Lord. You know the challenges that your people have, God. You know me, you know any and everything that come up against your people, God. You know any and every lie that's spoken about your people. You know any and everything that's done against your people, God. You know, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you to give us your people, Father God, a heart of acceptance. Let us accept, Father God, that is all part of the territory. Let us accept, Father God. He called me, go shut up, son, little local shanna. Oh God, he called Baba, son, little local see. And know, Father God, that everything is intentional, God, and that it has to happen just the way it's happening. That your truth may abide in your people. Ah! Oh, Mama, little local see. Oh Lord, I'm asking you to do it even now, God. He called it Oko Shot Name and my Oko See. Heal us and deliver us and set us free today. In your son Jesus' name. Oh God, I thank you. So the Lord has been dealing with me about some things concerning us. Because it's a lot of times in our lives, and it's a lot of times that situations may occur or things may happen inside of our lives, and it may cause you to get discouraged, or It may cause you to faint or get weary. Some of us may get tired of the same old stuff. Some of us may get tired of the same old people or the same old cycles that happen inside of our lives. But I'm here to encourage you on today that you do not allow these things to distract you. See, let me tell you something about the devil. See, the devil don't know any new tricks. And the things that he use is old stuff that he been using to knock you off your square because of the way that you acted then when it happened. See, the enemy knows, or he think he knows, just how to trigger some things inside of you that you would go to that place, be in that place, and stay in that place where you used to be. But what is not understood with the men and women of God, and I mentioned it Friday when we was in breakthrough service last week, not this week fast, but last week, that it's all part of the territory. See, it's a scripture in the Bible, you guys, that says we ought to be wise as a serpent. Now, this is what the Bible says. Now, a lot of people don't understand that scripture. It's a lot of folk that quote scripture, think they believe that they understand it. But what they don't know is that it all is collaborated and go together as one. And the Bible is not in chronological order. Just to help some folk out. So, when the Lord brought that scripture to me, and he said, be wise as a serpent, yet harmless as a dove. So, why did he use serpent? Because in the beginning, was it not a serpent that used words to deceive? Was it not a serpent that was so wise in the words that he used to not just deceive, but to manipulate and try to alter? See, let me explain something to y'all. Because I need y'all to get this thing. Because let me tell you something. Why the devil keep trying to bring his little minions to attack me, you, him, her, they, we, or us? What they don't understand is I have faced giants. And I ain't scared. Number one. See, the enemy wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy what God has already ordained. If we're not wise enough to see clearly, we'll fall victim. And then we'll be short-circuiting what God put inside of us. See, the devil don't use no new tricks. He want to use old stuff, because the first thing we know he use and do is accuse. And then he lie. He exaggerates. He manipulates. How do we know these things? Because he did it with Adam and Eve in the garden. Actually, he did it with Eve. Why is it so easy for a woman to be deceived? Why is it so easy for a woman to deceive others? So, the Bible says we ought to be wise as a serpent, yet harmless as a dove. So we have to use wisdom. He tells us to agree with your adversary quickly. Now, in you getting into it with somebody, or somebody got their viewpoint, and somebody says, you cannot change their mind, even though it may be a lie, even though they may be exaggerating, they hollering, they screaming, they doing whatever. Let them talk. That's wisdom. Because the one thing that they can't do and they won't do is argue with themselves. So just agree with them. Say, okay, whatever you say. It just is what it is. We got to accept that. You ain't got to keep defending yourself with people who lie on you. You ain't got to keep defending yourself on with people who try to pretend or try to make it seem as if you the culprit. Them accusations, it's okay. It's all okay. Because let me explain something to you about God. He said the truth will make you free. And if you are free, you... Okay. Why am I saying all this stuff? Because God sent his son Jesus to help us with all this, what we're going through right now. It could be pain. It could be suffering. It could be people coming against you. It could be people lying on you. It could be your financial burdens. It could be something going on in your home, your families, your job, your marriage. It could be, I'm talking versatility here. I'm not just talking about one thing. It could be something that is troubling you and been troubling you. And you try to get past it or get over it, but it's hard. It could be something that caused you to be conflicted or restricted inside of your mind because of past experience or what you see or even what you heard. All these things are, say tribulations. See, these things get us all discombobulated because of what we already went through with certain folk. Now the devil, he will use somebody else and they'll do the same thing. And then this is what we say. That always happened to me. People always do me like that. Stop saying that. It ain't people, it's the enemy using the people. Don't y'all know that God is a spirit, right? Did you know that the devil is a spirit too? There is such thing as this transferring the spirit. God talks to us and lets us know through his word about all this stuff. So I ain't making it up. I can't make this stuff up. I can't even conjure it up because I ain't got that much sense. Did y'all hear what I say? Listen to me when I sit up here and I tell you. It's all okay. Let it be okay. We got to accept the okay. We got to accept that it's part of the territory. See, let me explain something to you. The reason why it's a repetitive cycle and these things are happening is because the place you're in right now, you can't stay there. You can't stay there. God wants us to go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. Where you are now, it cannot contain what God put inside of you unless you choose to stay there. These things that happen to us, I'm talking about everybody in the sanctuary, may be familiar and it may seem as if it's repetitive, but why? Because you, me, him, her, they, we, even all of us have to spiritually mature enough to handle it a different way. Okay. It ain't here to break you. It's here to break some things off of you. It ain't here to break you. It's here to break some things out of you. Because God cannot use us to his full potential if we still harboring all this stuff. And the number one, the golden rule, the royal rule, the greatest rule in the Bible is love. Love got some power, y'all. Why? Because the Bible says that it'll cover up some things. The Bible says that love will cause us to forgive some folk. Love will call us to walk in assurance and authority and not pride and not be afraid. And I'm telling y'all on scripture, I'm just breaking it down because the Bible said perfect love casts out fear. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. The Bible says love will shake some things up and out. We're talking about love. Why? Because God is love. Now, why are you saying all this stuff this morning, Pastor? Because we as people have a tendency of getting broken when we ain't got enough money. We get all messed up and we try to figure it out and work it out. We as people have a tendency of getting broken or want to retaliate or get revenge when somebody try to come up against you or say something, when the Bible says vengeance is mine. You ain't got to prove yourself to anybody or prove that they lying and you telling the truth, because the Bible says that Jesus already justified. So if Jesus justified all these things for us, then why are we still messed up when it's presented in our lives? Why do it knocks us off our square or shakes us up? Why do it makes us want to retaliate, get revenge, accuse, talk about folk, harass people? That I'm even being harassed, y'all. Did y'all know I'm being harassed? Why? It will cause all kind of havoc and chaos, because that's what the enemy desires. The devil will use you and you don't even know he's using you. I don't care how many tongues you speak in. I don't care how much you believe you do warfare. I don't care how much you think you pray. I don't care how much you preach, teach, or whatever. Let me tell you something. If you do not walk in the Spirit, and the Bible says so, you will be, the Bible says in the last days, the very elect is going to be fooled. Did y'all hear that? So he's talking about his chosen ones. This is why he got to hurry up and do something. He said, because it won't be nobody up in heaven, but who up there now? The angels. And so, why am I saying all these things? Because we got so much going on inside of our hearts, which come from our thoughts, which stem from our experiences, which causes us to go into a place of thinking and believing because it's so challenging. It takes us to a place that we don't need to be, because God don't want us to be there. Why? Because he sent his son Jesus. Let's go to the book. The name of the sermon today is Peace Abounds. Did y'all hear what I said? Because peace can dwell in there. Peace can be there. Peace can stand there even in the midst of it all. Peace. It's, see, it don't matter what you're going through, how you're going through it, people coming against you, stuff going on your job, your financial situation, sickness in your body, your family all in disarray. It's all that don't matter. Peace still can abound. How can that happen, Lord? How can we still have peace? And there's so much going on in our lives. It's so much happening in our lives because the enemy want to distract you. He don't want you to have peace. He don't want you to have peace. Been laughing, y'all, for the last 2 weeks. is funny to me how the enemy keep using the same tricks, yet different people, to try to distract me from doing what God has already planned. I want y'all to pay attention today if you never paid attention before, because it's going to help all of us. Did y'all hear what I say? This is going to help us to have peace even in the midst of the mess. Did you hear what I say? Baby, you won't lose a night's sleep. Actually, you may oversleep. I'm talking about where you don't even hear the kids trying to wake you up. I'm talking about the kind of peace where when you jump up, you got to call your job and say, I'm running a little late. When you supposed to have to punch in a whole hour ago. I'm talking about the kind of peace that your mind ain't troubled and you worrying about what he said, she said, they said, and what is said. I'm talking about the kind of peace that'll cause you not to say absolutely nothing. I'm talking about the kind of peace, baby, that'll have you speaking kind when everybody else volatile and raging and hostile in your face towards you. I'm talking about that kind of peace. I'm talking about the kind of peace of knowing. What you say? She said, I ain't got that yet, Lord. Help me. You know, it's okay. Because that peace will cause you to smile and that rage will get even worse. Did y'all hear what I say? We're talking about the kind of peace that'll cause you to simply start praying, not for yourself, but for the situation and for the folk and the people. Not the kind of prayer, Lord, tear them down. Lord, go and get them, Jesus. Lord, you said that if my ways please you, God, that you would do this and you might. I'm talking about the kind of peace that caused you to be like, Lord, show your mercy, Jesus. Father God, cover them even as they go out. Lord, get them peace that surpasses all understanding. See, people can't understand the kind of peace that I have inside of my heart when the attacks come or when something going on with my children or something going on with my grandchildren or something going on in my own body and in my own life and my finances ain't together. See, people don't understand the kind of peace that I have that surpasses all understanding. So I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to help y'all today. So you won't be so easily conflicted when you hear stuff. Because I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep saying it. You don't have to defend yourself and nobody else because God got it. You ain't got to try to justify. You ain't got to try to explain nothing. You ain't got to try to prove. Don't you know that ain't no peace? Say exhaustion. Stop doing it. Because it's okay. It's okay. Because the truth shall stand. I don't care how long it takes. Because let me tell you something. If your ways please God, listen to me. He said he'll even make your enemies at what? Peace with you. So why are you worrying yourself or troubling yourself about something that you cannot control and neither have any control over? You can't control people. You can't make people see your viewpoint. It's okay for us to disagree and not have the same viewpoints. But what is not okay is the Bible say don't be grudging about it. The Bible says that we also not to slander one another, try to defame one another. Ain't that what the Bible says? Now this is the book. The Bible says that we are not to even go to bed You may not even wake up the next morning. You ain't scared. The Bible says that if we got a problem with one another, we're supposed to get that thing together. And if you can't, bring a witness. And then if you still can't, you did your part. The Bible says that you're supposed to agree with your adversary quickly. It's okay to agree with the people and the folk. You just ain't got to accept it. I'm going to agree with you and I ain't mad at you because that's what you believe and that's what you think and that's how you feel. It's an individual thing. I'm going to stay out of your territory concerning your beliefs, what you feel, and how you view the thing. Why did you just say that, Pastor? I said it because you ain't got to know or even understand that the strongest supposed to bear the infirmity of the weak. So when I see this or I have experienced this already and I have been strengthened in that area and now I see it in you and you don't want to accept it as I try to reveal it and help it to, because the Bible says the strong supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak. And if I see my brother or my sister overtaking them, fuck, I'm supposed to go to them and so that they could be back restored. You may not want to accept it. Why? Because of your anger. And if you don't accept it, then I can't make you. I'm going to have to agree with you. But what I will do is pray for you. I'm not going to pray no harsh, angry prayers. Because God ain't listening to that. Did y'all know that? God ain't listening to that stuff. That's why he put Jesus in the middle. And Jesus throwing it out even before anything go up to God. He ain't listening to that. Why? Because God is a God of reconciliation. Did you hear what I say? Now, reconciliation does not mean that I get so reconciled that I allow you back into my life to keep doing what you're doing to me. Reconciliation is what being at peace with one another. Even though you got to stay arm's length. What the Bible says in Proverbs, for us to guard our heart, right? So if we guard our heart, we have to be careful. But what about the ones who don't guard their heart because their heart is towards everybody? How easy is it for them to just be arms length? Why? Because love about... let's go to the brook. I gotta prove some stuff to y'all. I can't make this stuff up. Peace. What does peace mean? It's a state of tranquility or quiet. Peace is when it's a whole bunch of chaos and a whole bunch of noise going on around you, but you're still in a place of quietness. Baby, when I walk in my door, it's almost like I'm going into a vault because I can't hear and see nothing but my peace. You hear what I say? Peace is freedom from civil disturbances. The folk and the people and the stuff. Peace is freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. We're talking about within. Because the biggest troubles goes on in our mind, y'all. To ourselves. And ain't nobody else involved. Let me say that again. A situation, a challenge, an experience, a concern, or a trouble that you went through in your life can simply be a strain on your brain. It can put you in a place of being disturbed so, and to the people that is involved, was involved, or was even there to witness the involvement of it all, they become what? Part of that trouble. Part of that circumstance. Part of that situation. Where it took place? In our minds. And we weren't on the phone talking to nobody. We weren't thinking about nobody. It just came up because of something that's what? In the inside of our hearts. Did y'all hear what I say? See, when we ain't at peace, baby, we'll think about something and get so mad we want to tear down any and everybody that come in our path. When we are not at peace, baby, we could think about something or somebody or a situation and we just bust out crying. When we not at peace, it could be something, a situation, a person, or something that come across our mind and we get so sad and sorrowful in our heart. Our emotions are discombobulated when we are not at peace, y'all. That's why he say be renewed in your mind. That's why he say be transformed in your mind. That's why he say have this mind in Christ. That's why he say think on things that are what? Of a good report, that are pure, that are kind. That are, this is we go through within our thoughts on our very own. We don't need no help. And because we get tired of arguing with ourselves, then that's when we get on the phone and start talking. That venting, releasing, giving our viewpoint, telling our story. You see what I'm saying? The Lord's saying, there's always three sides to a story. His side, her side, and my side. Now, we don't understand his story. Not even for our own minds. But we understand our own story because it's always happened to me. People always do me like that. People say, no, you cursing your own self. Keep talking. The Lord told me over the last month, and he blew me because he told me to get my Bible and read it. He said, I am going to give you the Jacob's blessing. I hit the flow. And so when I hit the flow, he said, I want you to go to it. And I want you to read what I told Jacob. And this is what he told Jacob. He says, I'm going to bless them that bless you. He said, I'm going to curse them that curse you. He said, your brothers and your sisters will bow down to you. Talking about my legitimate family. He said, men will honor you. He said, Y'all read about the Jacob's blessing. So when he told me this, and I went into a praise and a worship, and I started screaming and I started hollering, guess who tried to grab a hold to it because it was in the atmosphere? The devil. See, I told y'all this Friday. Not only is it part of the territory, but the devil would try to use the people that is closest to you for you to abort your inheritance. Did you hear what I said? See, because I can't get what God has for me if I'm doing the opposite of what he wrote. I can't get it. Why can't I get it? Because my ways ain't gonna please him. My ways ain't gonna please him. I can't get what God wants me to achieve or have or what I am purposed for, his purpose in this life, if I'm doing the complete opposite of what he said for me to do. We can't get it, y'all. Now, he may show mercy and give us some stuff because he already said he's going to supply every need. That was not no condition. But everything else, 90% in the Bible is on condition. If you do this, then I'll do this. If you do, see, can't nobody I don't care what they say. I don't care what they write. I don't care what they text. I don't care how many people they try to recruit. I don't care if they make a big old sign, baby, or go on Facebook. They can go on X, Twitter. I wouldn't care if they make a whole YouTube page. Listen to me. Can't nobody curse what God has blessed. Did y'all hear what I say? The words that they speak negatively or trying to curse you, and God already gave you a crown and put a blessing on your life, they cannot stop it. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they pray. I don't care what you just can't do it. It's like kicking up against the bricks. Boop. You keep on stumping your toe. You're going to have to go to the doctor in a minute because you're going to need to wear one of the boots. Did you hear what I say? Who can contend with the Lord? Who? Who? He took me to the book of John. Come on, you guys. Let's go to the book of John. What is peace? It's a state of tranquility or quiet. It's freedom from civil disturbances. It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. It's harmony in personal relations. Why can't we all just get along, y'all? Why can't we reason together? Ain't that what the Bible said? Can we just reason together? This is why he said we supposed to come together. We got to argue with one another and discuss this thing. And then you got to confess what you did. Don't say you did it because I did this or I said that or you thought this or you believed that. No, that is not a confession. It's just not. We take the word of God and try to apply it to our lives to justify that we are doing right when in actuality the Bible declares the ways of a man may seemeth right unto him, but is not. It leads you to death. It leads you to destruction. It leads you to error. I'm finna prove it today. I'm gonna prove it. See, because people, let me explain something to you. You can even accuse your own self. Stuff can happen to your life and constantly over and over again until you start thinking and wondering, this is within. Is it really me? We'll get to blaming our own selves. Maybe I opened up to them too much. Maybe I let them in too much. Maybe I shared too much. What? Because the enemy will. Let me explain something to you. Until we, he said it Friday, search our own hearts and approve our own self, we are never going to acknowledge what's going on in us. And if don't nobody else do it, I'm always outpouring stuff. Did you hear what I say? Do not allow the enemy to cause you to go into a place of confusion, to deceive your own self and to believe it or think in a certain other thing, all because of the challenges, the situations or the tribulations that you're going through. Because not only is it part of the territory, he sent his son Jesus down that even in the midst of it, that we should still have what? Peace. Peace abounds, y'all. It abounds. I'm gonna show it to you. What is peace? It's a pact or agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity. It's a state of freedom from storm or disturbances. It's peaceful coexistence. What the world? Why we can't just be at peace with one another? Because even though somebody may be saying something, doing this or saying that or acting this kind of way or showing or reacting this kind of way, you still should be at peace. Let them do them. They got to give account to the Lord. You ain't got to go and pray, ooh, Lord, tell them now. Ooh, Lord, do this. Ooh, Lord, do that. You ain't got to, because the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. You ain't got to even try to avenge yourself. You ain't even got to try to justify nothing or even prove that that person is lying. Okay, because guess what? It's exhausting. It's exhausting. Because baby, me, I get all the parties together. Don't play. Let's get to the bottom of the foolishness. But folks, I don't want it. Why not? But you said, and she said, and he said, and they said. So stay out of my face with all the saying. Don't ring my phone with that mess. Don't text me with that foolishness. Whatever you think or whatever you believe or however you want to act or react, do it on your own. Don't you know that's a form of harassment? That's harassment. In my granddaughter's voice, please yee me on. Yee me on. Even in the midst of it, you still being kind, tolerable. You said, and don't do it just because the Bible says so. Do it because it's coming from your heart. Be sincere, be pure, be true. We in the book of John. Come on, you guys. I'm going to show you. 14th chapter. I was just going to read one scripture. What is abound to be copiously supplied? So peace abounds. It's yielding something abundantly. It's full of thought, information, or matter. It's pouring forth in great amounts. So if Jesus came that we may have life and have it in abundance, he letting us know you ain't got to be worried about absolutely nothing. You ain't got to worry about nobody. I don't care what come before you. I don't care what come against you. I don't care who, when, what, how, where, how often or when. You still should be in the peace of me, because I already told you you should be at peace, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I never said that weapon won't gonna form. It could be a weapon of words, God. Baby, it could be a weapon of somebody trying to pull you down and defame you. It could be a weapon of lies. It does not matter. It could be somebody thinking and believing one thing in one way, and baby, that weapon is formed down in inside of them because they cannot even fight against the weapon that's going on against their own self. Come on, somebody. It's some stuff that's going on down inside of us that we warn against, that we redirect against somebody else, all because they were standing there. We can't war for our own self, but we trying to war up against somebody else. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it, and I ain't going to take it back. The devil would come and try to bring all kind of levels of his little minions to fight up against you. But what is you going to do about it? God says that you are mighty through him to the pulling down the stronghold. So you're going to start fighting for your own mind. You are not going to let what you saw and what you heard deceive you into not walking in his truth. We talk about his truth. Ain't talking about what I said, what you said, what he said. We talking about the word of God. Did you hear what I say? You are not going to allow yourself to go into a place of thinking of it. Oh, they always talk. Well, let them talk, baby. Don't you know they talked about Jesus before he was born, when he came, and now he dead, and he done rose because he's still alive, and they still talking about him. Do you think that it's not going to be you? What make you think that you ain't going to have Judases in your life when Jesus had them, and they walk with him? In ministry, they talk with him in the wee hours of the night when they was going to sleep. They sat down and ate with him, boo. What make you think Judas ain't going to be in your life? But Jesus still had peace, and his love still abounded inside of him, because the very people and the very person that came and betrayed him and came to him and betrayed him in his face, he said, you betray me with a kiss, friend. We talking about your friends, your thought. Yeah. We talking about your brothers and your sisters. We talking about your mamas and your daddies. When all else forsake you, don't the Bible talk about that too? You still should have peace, because the Bible declares that God is your mother and your father. So when all forsaken, you still got him. Where's your peace? It should overflow inside of you, even in spite of the mess of the mess. When people start accusing you, now, what do Jesus say? He said in Matthew chapter 5, he said, you are blessed when people talk about your baby. So if I'm not, if ain't nobody talking about me, then I ain't blessed. Talk about me, boo, because I'm blessed. He said, when people despise you, you blessed. they use you. You're blessed. Let them talk. They just introduced me. Because as people is talking, listen to this. The person that they talking to really anxious to meet and see that, see me now. You know, they really, and then when they come, they gonna be like, it ain't nothing. Go ahead and sound my name and put them in lights for me, boo. I ain't got to, you got me. Be my keeper. You got me. I ain't got it. Did y'all hear what I say? Just keep your mouth shut. The Bible says that when they took Jesus before the governors and the head men in charge and all that, they was talking about, and they say, you say that you the king. You said you the king of the Jews. He say, you said I was. How many times people done came up, you supposed to be a woman of God. You supposed to be a man of God. You supposed to be a leader. You said I was. What? You see what I'm saying? Let them go ahead. It's okay. You ain't got to worry your pretty little head, your handsome little head, baby. You ain't got to go to sleep. Go ahead and eat and go to sleep. And when you wake up, go to the bathroom, get you some water, and then eat some more. Did you hear what I say? Baby, it's okay. People going always, if you're doing good, they're going to talk about you. If you're doing bad, they're going to talk about you. So let them talk. It don't matter. How often do people talk good about you? How many times? They only for a season. Only for a season. And then when something happened or something occurred, now they talking bad about you. Okay, that season gonna pass too. It's okay. Peace is still abound within us through love. Let's go to John 14 chapter. John 14 chapter. I was gonna read just one scripture. And I wanna read verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What? Wait a minute, Jesus. Wait. I'm going to back up some. I'm going to start at verse 22. See, because there was a whole bunch of stuff going on with the people and the folk. It was a whole bunch of stuff going on, even with the disciples, the men and women of God that was working and walking with Jesus. He kept telling them. Jesus had been teaching the people and the folk all the while that he was with them. What to do, what not to do, how to handle this, how to handle that, spiritual discipline, what, how to think, what not to think, how to forgive, how to love, how to come together. He was teaching them unity. He was teaching them not to be vengeful and hateful towards one. Jesus taught us any and everything that we need to know to what? Make it happen. But we do not abide by his words. We don't keep these words inside of us. Why? Because of the hardness of our heart. The Bible declares in Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know? You don't even know what's inside of your own heart. Let a situation, a circumstance, or a problem, or something, or mishap happen. Baby, you don't know what would trigger your heart with all the things that is buried down in the inside that you didn't know was there. And it happened before. I'm just saying. Something could happen for you or to you in your life before, and you thought you was over it and buried it and forgot all about it, and then something else is happening and it conjure up all that hurt, all that fear, all that anger. St. John 14 chapter. I'm going to start at verse 22. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot. He talking about the one that betrayed him. He talking about it as another Judas. He said, Lord, how is it that thou would manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. I just said all that. I'm not ready to preach a sermon. I just didn't gave y'all the scripture, but I'm giving it to you now. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. What is that? They what is they saying? They're going to live inside of him. The only way Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, which is the Trinity, I know I'm getting ahead of myself because I got all these scriptures out, can abide in you is if you keep this right here. You can't do part of it and then think and believe that you're going to have a form of godliness. You're going to have a form of godliness and you're going to deny all that other stuff. A form of godliness and deny the power. You are not going to have the power that you think you got. I don't care how many tongues you speak in. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care how much you do anything. If you're not keeping his words down in inside of you, you're not going to be effective in absolutely nothing. Listen to this. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sins. And the word which you hear is not mine. Talking about it. He said he teaching us what God was to know. But the fathers which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And we all know what the Holy Ghost is, right? The Holy Ghost is one of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. But this is the scripture I couldn't wait to preach on. Because this is what people always say. They misinterpret stuff. Listen, I don't need nobody to teach me absolutely nothing because the Lord will teach me all things. I don't know. Well, why do the Bible say we are helpers one to another and then a multitude of counselors to be? Why? If you can't be taught nothing, then how can you learn anything? Because the Holy Ghost will teach me all things. Do you have the Holy Ghost, baby? Is the Spirit dwelling within you? Yeah, I got the Spirit of the Lord down inside of me. I got his truth down inside of me. And so why are you mad then? I know who God is. I hear his voice. I such and such and such. I see. I hear. He talked to me. So if the Spirit of God dwell down inside of you, and he say he gonna make his abode in you, him, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, it's only one way that can happen. That's if you keep his commandments or keep his words. I want y'all to study this stuff, y'all. I'm not making it up. So is you keeping his words by being at peace with all men? Is you keeping his words by not going to be angry? Is you keeping his words by not trying to defame and slander folk? Is you keeping his word by not having a grudging heart? Is you keeping his word by not being unseemly? Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit would not allow you to act unseemly. Unseemly is ramming and raging and screaming and hollering and cussing and fussing and wanting to fight and volatile, throwing out threats. That's unseemly. That ain't keeping his word. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Is the Spirit of the Lord abiding in you? Because he said he will if you love him. I do love the Lord. I love the Lord with any and everything down inside of me. So I know his spirit is dwelling down in. So why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you saying what you're saying? Because the Bible said you're supposed to be at peace with all men. And you understand what he said? Not only that, that the royal commandment is to love one another. I'm just saying, how can we say that the Spirit of the Lord down is inside of us and we can't even reason together? We can't even talk about what's causing us to be divided. He don't want us to be divided because he said that we are fitly joined together, compact. I'm just saying, oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right.
He's saying that. Think about it, y'all. I'm just trying to figure out if the Spirit of God dwell in you and the Spirit of God dwell in me, then we're going to have kindred spirits. And if we have kindred spirits and there's a problem between us, then both of us should have spiritual discipline that we may be able to come together and reason.
Okay.
with one another without being volatile, hostile, without. Because that's his word, y'all. It's all in that book. Am I making this up? I ain't making this up. He said, one of the commandments is don't bear not false witness against your brother. So how you going to sit up there and try to assume something because of what you think and what you believe and make an accusation against somebody when you don't even know the whole story and you part of it? Oh, Jesus. I'm just saying. The enemy will use that because you're so used to people doing it to you. But if you got the Spirit of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, which is the Trinity, down in the inside of you, the Bible says you are to walk in the Spirit, so you can pay, you paying attention to these devices. You looking at the enemy at work. But you're not going to let him sift you. I'm just saying, y'all. This is us. This is what he gave me. Peace should still abound even in the midst of that. In the midst of the discrepancies. In the midst of the hurt. In the midst of the pain, the betrayal. The whatever you may think, whatever I may think, we still should have peace. Where's the peace? There's no peace because there's no sincere love. That's the royal commandment. Where's the love? The Bible says that if you love me, you will keep my words. So evidently you don't love me, so you don't know how to love nobody else. There it is. There it is. You can't love nobody else because you don't love me. Oh, wait a minute. I know we all have faults in that. Yes, we do. And then having them fall, accept that fault down in the inside of you and ask the Lord to help you to love, help you to stop, help you to shut your mouth, help you to turn the other cheek, help you to... Are y'all following me? This is all the book. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So what are you afraid of? Of not being accepted? Who gives a rat's tail? Ain't nobody got to accept me. You know why? Because I was engrafted into the kingdom of God. And if he accepted me, who cares who else don't? Come on, you guys. Let's go to St. John. Go over to 16th chapter. This is scripture right here that blew it all out the water when he was talking to me. St. John, 16th chapter, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Okay. Where do we live at, y'all? In the world. What is tribulation? It's distress or suffering resulting from oppression or persecution. It's a trying experience. It's a state of great suffering of the body or the mind. The Bible says that because we are in the world, we shall have, that is a guarantee, shall mean guarantee, tribulation. But be of a good cheer, I have overcome the world. Did y'all get that? I think I'm the only one that got that. So even though these trials and these tribulations is coming, even though these challenges and people is against me on my job, in my home, in my relationships, in my friendships, even in my own mind, come on, y'all, I'm still going to be of a good cheer. What is cheer? See, we gotta understand this. It's a shout of applause or encouragement. It's lightness of the mind and the feeling. It's state of mind, heart, or spirit. It's a mood characterized by high spirits and amusement and often accompanied by laughter. I told y'all I've been laughing for the last 2-3 weeks. Because all I can keep hearing, I'm going to read that scripture right quick. All I could keep hearing, y'all, this is the first sermon that I ever preached in my whole life. And I was 26 when I first preached this. And we was at a women's retreat, a women's day. But it was, you know, how they have a women's day at the church. And the pastor's wife came to me and asked me to speak. I say, I know you don't want me to speak. What did she say? I don't, the Lord do. She says, I said, well, who else? And she said, you the last speaker. I'm like, okay. Now, all the while, I'm looking at the bulletin, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They got prophets this, and the evangelist this, and they got minister this, and that. And they got Sister Yvette. I'm like, oh, Lord. I said, I ain't going to be able to, what I'm going to say, these mighty women of God, they've been in ministry and they seasoned saints. That's what I was thinking. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? And so all the while everybody just speaking and, you know, people clapping and saying amen and amen. I said, okay, Lord, let me go to the bathroom. Fuck, I went to the bathroom and I went in there and I prayed. I anointed myself and I said, Lord, I'm scared. Don't y'all know every time I get up here, I be scared. But I always pray, Lord, let me decrease, that you increase, Lord. Let your will be done, sister. And then I forget all about me. Did y'all hear what I say? Listen to me. I walked up to the podium. And when I walked up there, I said, Lord, touch me right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody bow their head. I let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeeming, Lord, cover me and such, say my little prayer. I say, in Jesus' name. And so I opened up my Bible. And when I opened up my Bible, I said, I ain't even want to get up here and preach because it was so many of y'all with all these big old fancy titles. And I was just rocking back and forth, scared, shaking. Baby, I could feel my inside nerves shaking. I say, but Mother Starks wanted me to speak. She asked me to speak. I say, so I'm going to speak. I say, she told me, she gave me the scripture. She gave everybody a scripture that she wanted them to preach on. And I had 10 minutes. 10 minutes. That's it. Y'all know I talk too much, right? I had 10 minutes. I said, okay. So, I said the scripture that she gave me was one of the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And baby, I went in hard on that. Why? Y'all don't get it. During that time, the people in the folk, and during this time, and every other time that I, as long as I've been in ministry, the people in the folk been messing with me. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I'm in my late 20s. I didn't understand it was part of the territory then. I'm 57 now, y'all. Praise God. I didn't know it was part of the territory. I didn't know what all I had to go through. See, because they didn't want me to walk up to them and say, you know, the Lord told me to tell you that you need to repent and you need to search. The Lord told me to tell you that he going to bless you if. And the Lord, they didn't want to hear all that. They told me God wasn't talking that much. And that it had to be the devil because it wasn't God. And so, I made up in my mind that I was going to just obey God. I don't care what nobody said or how they feel or how they think or what they... I didn't care because that one word stood out to me, the first word, blessed are ye. And then, not only did it say that I was blessed, it helped me to go to the next scripture, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is my reward. I don't talk about me, boo. Because you just doing what the scripture said was going to be done. So I know I'm getting my stuff. I know I got a crown. I know I got a reward. I know God favors me. I know I am what? Blessed. I'm not finna forfeit my stuff and start fighting and fussing with you. I am not finna deny or delay my stuff and act the way you acted because of the way you thinking. I'm not pointing a finger, wagging the head, judging, or even accusing you. I'm talking about me. You do you, and I'm going to do me. Because the Bible says that if my ways, he ain't say, if your ways please me because of what they did or what they said to you, then I'm going to make my boast in the Lord, baby. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be glad. And I know without a shadow of a doubt who I am. You ain't got to remind me. And you supposed to be. It ain't no supposed. It's what God said, and I believe God. You can think or believe whatever you want to. You can act however you want to. I'm good with that. I'm good with it. Because that's between you and God. Please stop trying to make me get in his business concerning you. Because what he doing inside of you, you got to recognize that he wants to change some things. Rearrange some things. It's something that's going on inside of you that God want to teach you. Stop trying to make me do his job concerning you. I'm not. Because as he working on you, guess what, boo? He working on me too. He working on me, and he may be using you. He working on you, and he may be using me. If he can use a donkey, he will use you. Did you hear what I say? Everything that's happening to us is intentionally purposed, but yet, this is where the peace come at. This is where the peace come at. St. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of a good cheer. I have overcome the world. To overcome is to get the better of. It's to gain the superiority or win. It's to achieve a victory. This is what I just was saying. I'm not going to forfeit because Jesus already overcame that thing for me. Guess what? He said he knew me before I was even formed in the very bowels of my mama's belly. So therefore, he let me know that it was already predestined and preordained even before I came into existence. So everything that we are going through right now is intentional. We have to go through it in order for God to get us from glory to glory, from faith to faith. We have to go through it and experience it, not to break us, but to break some things off of us and out of us. We have to experience these things in order for us to get to the magnitude of our purpose in God. It is not about you. Why you out on it? And they did this and they did that. Saw that. Josh! It's about God. Let him get the glory in you. You're supposed to be representing God. And God is a God of love. Represent him with love. Represent him with kindness. Represent him with unity. This is the book. We cannot sit up here and say that God or the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us and we're doing the opposite of what he said. Maybe it may be tight, but it's right. It may be hard to accept this thing, but you got to accept it in order to be accepted by him. I just read that. God don't bless no mess. He just don't. He want to give us the goodness. He wants us to receive. But if we deceive ourselves, thinking and believing that we're going to get that goodness and we ain't being good. Father God, touch us in our minds. Touch us in our hearts. That we may not hinder none. Last scripture, y'all. Last one. 1 John chapter 4. And I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. Verses 4 through 6. I just said all this. I just want to give y'all the scriptures to prove it, because I can't make this stuff up. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he, talking about God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen to this. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. So these people and these folk and this situation and this concern is of the world. They can get the world attention with their words. Why? Because they are part of the world. They are not a part of God. Bitter and sweet cannot come out the same fountain. You can only fake it for so long. And I keep telling y'all, we are not going to be a ministry to fake it till you make it, baby. You're going to make it without faking it. It's either or, your choice. So you may not like me. You may even hate me. But I'm going to give it to you just like the book say. I'm not going to pervert his word. I'm not going to apply for to make it be smooth sailing, baby. Because he never said it was going to be easy. But what he did say was press. What he did say was approve yourself. What he did say was turn, change, be renewed. He said all this stuff. But if you still practicing the same thing because of what you think, what you saw, what you heard, or what you believe, then guess what, boo? Who is your father? Because the Bible says in the book of Matthew, you do what your father do. Father of this world and this life. If you acting like the world or reacting like them, that's your father. It ain't God. It ain't Jesus. And it ain't the Holy Ghost. Stop deceiving and manipulating yourself. The Bible is a scripture in there to say, who has been with you to turn you from the truth? Say myself. We be with our own selves into thinking and believing that we're doing right, acting right, doing. Listen, this is the book. Listen to this scripture. Listen. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he have overcome what? Them. So it's going to be, it could be on your job, it could be people, it could be folk, it could be what you read, what you heard, what you saw, what you think, what you believe. You can overcome all that stuff. Why? I just read the other scripture, because Jesus said, when I came, I overcame all that for you, so you should have your peace in me. I'm leaving you with my peace to know that you are more than a conqueror. I'm leaving you my peace so that you can know that if I be for you, can't nobody stand against you. So can't nobody curse with God. I'm blessed. Are y'all following me? It don't matter what nobody say, what they think, what they believe, what they text, baby, what they leave a voicemail, how they even try to recruit or tell others. It does not matter. You are greater than that. Because Jesus overcame all that for you, concerning you. Because he is God. He is God. He is God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. And you wonder why they're getting on the phone. They going to what they wanted to. They going to somebody who can agree with their mess. They going to somebody that, and it does not matter who it is. When we call people and thing or whatever, we want folk to agree with our viewpoint. But if we don't, if that person don't agree with their viewpoint, guess what? They're gonna go to the next, and the next, and the next. It's just repetitive. Listen. He says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Ha! Did y'all hear me? So you will know if the spirit of God dwell in you, you're going to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, even if it's in you. There it is. I'm going to wind this up a little bit. I'm going to wind it up a little bit. Even if it's in you, you don't know that error, babe. You understand? You're going to accept you err. But pride will keep you from confessing it or admitting it, not to the, because of all the words that you spoke. I said it Friday, oh Lord, take the knives out of my back. Did you hear what I say? All the negativity and the defamation and all the you don't want to take that back. Because you want to look as if but you went to the world. The Bible says that we, as men and women of God, I'm paraphrasing, we so quick to take each other to the court. We so quick to try to recruit folk and people for to get on our side. He said we ought to be able to come together and reason with one another that there may be what? Peace. Peace abounds, honey. What is the abounding of the peace? Why we can't have peace with one another? Why we got to be so conflicted and restricted within our own selves that causes conflict? You understand what I'm saying? And then this is why we have so many tears. This is why we have so many tears. I stopped trying to figure out. I used to always say, what in the world? I don't even be doing nothing to folk. I don't go nowhere. Everybody I do be around are the ones that I check on folk. I pray for people. I really want the best for any and everybody that ever crossed my path. Even the ones that talk about me and hate me and bitter to them. I'm trying to figure out what. And the Lord told me Friday, that's why I preach about it. It's all part of the territory. And then he told me all for the last couple weeks. This week, he has really been heavy on me. About peace, he say, and you wonder why you laughing? Because my peace, me and my Father and my Spirit dwells inside of you. And this is why you got peace, even in the midst of it. Because it's not nothing new. The enemy ain't using any new tricks. He using the same old tricks that he used before. That caused me to be crying. I don't do nothing to nobody. And people always, I'm just going to leave you there. No, because he want me to separate. He want me to be divided. He want me to walk away from my destination in God. He want me to be bitter and evil. That way I will not be effective and I won't be able to help the people. He want me to walk around and do the opposite of what his Bible says. But his word dwells inside of me. So it don't matter what other folk think. It don't matter what other folk say. It don't even matter how they react against me, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost resides within me, and I understand spiritual discipline. I have learned to have self-control. I have learned to just simply keep my mouth shut. I've learned not to have to retaliate. I ain't got to get visual. I ain't gonna talk about nobody. I don't care how much they talk about me. I'm going to pray for them with any and everything in me. Everybody got their opinion about everything. Have your opinion. Guess what? I'm agree with your opinion. I'm just not going to accept it for myself. That the Bible said agree with your adversary quickly. I agree with you. I'm just not going to accept it for me. That's your viewpoint. I can't change your viewpoint. I can't even pay you. I can't persuade you, baby. I can't even beg you. Can't reason with a fool, y'all. You just can't. So any and everybody, any and every situation, whether it's in your finances, is causing you not to have no peace in your mind. And you trying to figure out what to do next or how to do it or when to do it. Write it down. Write your name down and put finances so the Lord can handle it and give you peace concerning you being in between blessings. You ain't broke. You just in between blessings. That's it. In any and everybody in their whole life got to go through dry seasons. If God gave you any and everything all the time, you would not never go to him and say, Lord, help. You'll think that you're able and capable of doing it all on your own. Did you hear what I say? It could be your finance. It could be something going on in your body or even in your mentality state. Write it down. Lord, give me peace concerning that thing. It could be in your marriages, in your home. It could be concerning your children. Lord, behold, Lord, I say it all the time. I just said it like about 2-3 weeks ago. I said, oh, Lord, lift my children so heavy above my heart, God. Give me some peace. Give me some peace. Because that love that we have for our children, that loved one, or that family member, or that man, woman, boy, child, it does not matter. It'll cause you to be messed up. So we need peace. And God says that he's leaving his peace with us through his son. If he's leaving his peace with us through his son, Jesus, then that peace should abound inside of us, which is an overflow. That peace that's abounding inside of us is not just an overflow, but it's the kind of peace that is going to keep us peaceable. Did y'all hear what I say? You're not going to just have that peace, but you're going to be peaceable because you know without a shadow of a doubt that God got it. Lord, I'm going to write that thing down and I'm going to give it all to you. Lord, I'm coming to you, praying to you, God, and I'm just going to release it all to you. We need to release all this stuff right now. We got troubles. What do you say? Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. We're afraid of what we don't know. Lord, I am giving you the unknown that's inside of me. I don't know what my future is, Lord, but you already had wrote it out even before I came into existence. So give me peace in not knowing. Don't y'all know if the Lord told us everything that he was going to do in our lives, or told us everything or every place that he was going to take us, we'll put our hands to it and mess it up. When he called Abraham out from amongst his family, he said, get up, go, and I will show you a place. He didn't say tell you. So God ain't going to tell you everything. He ain't going to tell you the next step. But what you do know is that you got the next purpose in who? Him. So you should have peace in that. You should have peace in knowing that, oh, I ain't got what I want to eat, but you got something to eat. He said he'll supply your every need. If you meditate on him, he said he'll even give you what you want. He said, I give you desires of your heart. We sit up here and we pray and we ask God to do these things and perform all this stuff. God will even show us mercy, speak some things over our life, and the enemy will come and try to throw a boomerang in it to try to take his word and give it back to him. No, stand on the word of God, because he said his word will go out and perform that thing that he has already ordained. God cannot lie, y'all. And neither can he die. He can, will, and has outlived generations and generations and generations. If God said it, it is true. Don't let the enemy make you think, believe, or what you see or what you hear, that what you is seeing and hearing is the truth, when God has already planned these things in advance. You just don't know the outcome. And because you don't know the outcome, you're afraid or you're troubled. No. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in me. So if you believe in God and that he sent me, know that I overcame all these worries, all these troubles, all these problems. So if there's but one thing down inside of your mind, your heart, anything that you experienced in the past, currently, or even just yesterday, write that stuff down that's heavy on your heart. Write those things down that's a strain on your brain. Write that stuff down that's causing you to be conflicted and restricted. Write down all these things that cause you to be real weighty, because peace abounds through Jesus, because he overcame it. He gave us all the strength that we need to be able to press, to be able to keep it moving. If you need to cry, scream, holler, whatever, do it. But leave it there. In knowing that God got you. Your peace rests in Jesus, y'all. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Everything that he went through, y'all, pay attention to what he said. He said, by his stripes, we healed. So it don't matter what the doctor say. It don't matter what you're going through in your body or what. How you know God ain't allowing you to go through that sickness inside of your body, that he can elevate your faith and knowing that it ain't nothing impossible with him. Come on, y'all. How you know? Everything that you're going through is set up to take you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So your peace should rest. I don't know why I got to go through this, but whatever I'm going through, God, I know you're going to take me through it. And I already got the victory. Start claiming victory. Because what God bless, can't nobody curse. If God said it, it is so. Now, you may not know when or how, but Lord, prepare my heart to accept it, that I may be able to receive it. I come in agreement with you, Lord, with any and everything that you said. Now, in the midst of us coming in agreement with the Lord, we're going to have peace in it, and he got to strip some things from us to prepare us to get it. Don't delay it with rebellion or pride or hate or bitterness or that, and leave folk alone. Let them do them. That's between them and God. Pray for them. Pray with them. If they don't want to accept the prayers, then okay. You can still pray for them and they don't even know it. How about that? Know that God is working it out. Come on, you guys, write that stuff down. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Because we don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why people picking on me, or why people lying, or why people betraying me. I just explained all this stuff. Jesus went through all this stuff. Did y'all hear what I say? It's okay. Have peace in the midst of it. And then give it to God. And watch him work it out. He working behind the scenes, baby. You may not know it. You may not see. And you may be sick and tired of being sick and tired. But you watch God. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. And release it all. You think and believe that it can't get no worse. Are you sick and tired of it? You're not carrying just your stuff, but you're carrying other people's stuff. And people can't even see you carrying your own stuff. Come here. Come here. They don't know. Oh, hey! Jesus, he called it a little post.
Yeah. So anytime I feel like We call that a little
She's abound in her heart and even in her mind, in her thoughts, Lord. That she will not be disappointed and speak up and even conflicted by what she believes may happen, God. Let her put her trust in you, God. Continue to build her faith up in the Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that she is following. Let your truth flow within her heart. And your truth into what you say.
Let your truth flow.
These words will not be turning to him more than
you.
Let me pull me far. You said
that to my baby. I just heard you say, we want the way to go. 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 Come in our way. Everything that's not like Listen here, I like this one.
let go.
That's all we say.
Don't let go.
That's all we say.
The sun is on the shine. Just hold out. Just a little bit longer. The enemy wants us to be deceived.
You made me cry.
He wants us to think and believe that God's greater. It ain't coming.
The therapeutic word is
the sun is gonna shine. It's shining right now.
I don't want you to doubt.
Your son is in this place right now. Anything that you want to desire or need from God, now is the time to get it, y'all. Oh God, touch each and every individual on this altar. I'm standing in the gap for all your people right now, God. You know us individually. You know us name by name. You know the hairs on our head. You know everything, Father God, that we need and even want and what we don't need. Lord, I'm asking you right now to touch us individually. Touch us inside of our hearts and encourages in our homes and our marriages. In our finances, Father God, even in our bodies and our relationships. Our friendships and even with our very enemies. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you give us that peace. Give us that hope and restore your people, God. Restore them, God. That they may know without a shadow of doubt you are there. That they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you hear their cries and you see their tears. Oh Lord, you made some promises to us, your people. Oh Lord, we stand on those promises because we know that you cannot lie. Neither can you die. We come in agreement with it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that's not like you, God, I'm asking you to remove it out of our hearts. Remove any doubt. Remove any fear. Remove any compromising on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're releasing it all to you right now. Because we know that you are a God of all possibilities. And that there is nothing that is hard for you, God. We know that your arms are not slack. And neither are they short. Oh God, do it for your people. Do it for your people. Do it for him right now, God. Do it for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He cut in the local sea. Just say, Lord, do it for me. Everything that you put on that altar, I want you to release it to the Lord right now and say, Lord, do it for me. Just do it for me. Because if he can't do it, it can't be done. He the only one that can do it. Do it right now. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch the situation with the families and the fathers and the mothers and the sisters and the brothers in the homes with the marriages and the children, God. Touch it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and every addiction out of our children, even out of us, God. Remove any and every addiction that causes us, Father God, to go back to the old ways and the old actions, Lord. I'm asking you to help us as your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and any and everybody that has ever crossed my path, Lord, that has ever come in contact with me, God. Touch them in their hearts and even in their minds on today, Father God, that they will press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, God. That they will not continue, Father God, to act their old ways, God. That they will not continue, Father God, to be deceived by the devices of the enemy. But remove the scales off all our eyes, God, that we can clearly see. Uncork our ears that we can clearly hear. Let us be at peace with one another in a new Koshanid and Lakasia. Because that's why you sent your son Jesus. That your peace may abound inside of us. That it may overflow in our lives, Lord. I'm asking you to overflow us with your peace, Father God. That even in the midst of the chaos, Lord, let there be peace. Even in the midst of the division, God, let there be peace. Even in the midst of the making and the breaking, let there be peace. Even in the midst of our finances, Lord, let us have peace. Even in the midst of our marriages, God. Let us have peace. Even in the midst, Father God, of what's going on our jobs, let us have peace. Even in the midst, Father God, of what we think or what we believe, Father God, let us have peace. Expose your truth. Let your truth rest willing to abide within your people, Father God. Let your word, Father God, stimulate and change some things. Move the heart of the heart of us all, Father God, that we may be at peace with one another. Fix it, God. Give them that problem. Give them that situation. Right now. Just do it, God. We crying out to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every prayer that's on this altar. Every petition that we made before you, Father God. I'm asking you to consider it, Lord. Remove every hidden motive, God. Remove every hidden intention on today, Father God. Let us come in agreement with what you say, Father God. Let us stand in the gap for one another, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That not only do you show your mercies, but you allow your mercies, Father God, to abound within our hearts towards one another. Give us clarity. Give us understanding. Give us knowledge. Give us wisdom. Do it for us on today, God. That we will not lose self-control. That we will not act unseemly. That we will not defame one another, God. Help us, Father God, to face even the fears that's down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will not have us in bondage or even captivity. Lord, mend the broken heart on today. Lift up the sorrow and the grief that we carry, even from losing a loved one. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to lean to our own understanding. Oh, God, help us on today, God, because we have built up some walls, God. Brick by brick and mortar by mortar, thinking and believing, Father God, that we are protecting ourselves, Lord. But we're releasing these things on you today, God. And we're tearing down all these things that got us in a place of being hostage, even within. Oh God, we asking you on today to do what you do best. And that's simply to see about us. Open up the doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus that we thought was shut. Prepare us to walk through these doors on today. Give us a heart of flesh. Break up the fallow ground on today, Father God. That your love may rest rule and abound inside of us, God. Write your words upon the tables of our heart and bind them about our neck. Stir them up in the very bowels of our belly, Jesus. I'm asking you to touch your people on today, Father God. And keep your angels around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your people, Father God, even see the reflections within their own selves, Lord, that they may be your koshanele la kafia. Face that air. Face that dio koshanaha. Whatever it may be, Father God, whoever it may be, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, and some of that spirit of being deranged. Help us on today, Father God, to be helpers one to another out of a sincere and a pure heart. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord. Because only you can. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you desire to. Give us the strength that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us the strength that we need, God, in the name of Jesus. That your peace may dwell within our lives in every area. Just know that Jesus is your peace. You are my peace, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you to consider even the prayers that's down in the inside of your people's heart that they never even acknowledge outwardly, God. That they never even say to anybody. Let your peace abound in your people. Even now, God. Because that's who you are. That's why you came, so that you can leave your peace with us. Let your peace rest in us, even now, God. In every situation, every problem, and every concern, and every challenge, we got the victory. Claim the victory. Just say, I got the victory. My peace rests in God because I got the victory. Come on, somebody, say it. Say, I got the victory. My peace rests in Jesus because I got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you in advance for that peace. We thank you for doing what you do best and that simply said about us, God. We want you to know that we appreciate you and that we love you, Lord. And we thank you even in advance for what you are about to do in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for your peace, God. thank you for your peace, Lord. That's it. Y'all get rid of all of it. All that stuff y'all wrote down, I hope y'all put it on the altar, and I hope y'all left it there. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your mind on what the Lord has told you, what he has promised you, and you will be in perfect peace. Remember that you are not alone, because God say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. When everybody else forsake you and leave you or bash you or talk about you, or just know that God is with you, and that the Bible says that when people do these things, you are blessed. It's okay for folk to talk about folk. The Bible says that I'm blessed when people persecute me, lie on me, talk about me. He said, I'm blessed. He said, I am to rejoice because I got a reward coming. So let them talk. Let the folk and the people talk. You're blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, he deliver us from that snare by letting us giving us that assurance, and we got that peace. Because as long as you got that peace, you deliver from all that stuff. Y'all hear me? Don't let the enemy deceive you into thinking and believing that you ain't. Because everything that God said is just simply yes and amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's just thank him on today. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you, Father God, for governing over this service. We thank you on today, Father God, for considering our prayers. We thank you on today, Father God, for exposing and revealing that thing, God, and then lifting that thing up off of your people. We just want to thank you, God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We magnify you on today, Father God, because you are the sole source and the very essence of it all. You are the reason for. I dare not take any credit for anything, because we are absolutely nothing without you, Lord. We bless you on today, God, and we magnify you on today, God, for you are all sovereign, and we bless you. We dare not raise up anything higher than you, God, because we know you are greater than it all. Thank you, Jesus. Peace. I thank God for the 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 peace. Anybody else in here feel peaceful? Because I feel so peaceful. I feel like it's some things that's been lifted up. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the reassurance. God will tell you something, then have somebody else to confirm it and give you that reassurance and knowing. So that's to let you know, God got it. Be at peace. Be at peace in your spirit. Don't allow what you see and what you hear to deceive what you believe God can and will do simply for you as an individual. Do y'all hear me today? I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Y'all just don't even have a clue. I love y'all. Now, we're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. They're going to get you guys some envelopes. I thank God for Jesus. On Tuesday, y'all know we got Tuesday teacher. Prayers start at 6 right here in the sanctuary. Tuesday teacher starts at 7. The Bible says that we also come together and edify one another, that we may be able to learn the more of him. What does it say? Learn of me. I want to invite you guys to Tuesday teaching. Thank you, Jesus. Gratefully thankful we had that revival. Thanksgiving is on this Thursday. And we normally have prayer in the sanctuary at 6 p.m. I know you guys will probably be with your families. Y'all will probably be eating by then, because everybody should be doing cookies. For real, for real. So I'm asking you guys to please, we're going to go live at 12 noon. We're going to go live at 12 noon, and we're going to be praying. Please join us.
live prayer. I love you guys so much. Itty bitty, the Lord say he's finna give you a financial increase. Don't get to asking me questions, cause that ain't my business. Don't you try to figure out when, where, how, cause that ain't your business. Just say, Lord, give me the heart to accept it, that I may be able to receive it without any doubt. Come in agreement with the Lord that any and everything that he say about us is true. That's it, and that's all, y'all. That's a song, folks. That's it. I love you guys so much. We're going to get ready to get our offering. Did somebody order candy? If y'all order candy, please do not leave here without getting. I'm so tired of looking at candy around me. I don't know what to do. Did y'all hear what I said? I don't want to leave it here because I don't. Y'all know that we joined to a whole bunch of different other businesses, and I don't want the mice and the rats and the roaches and nothing else to get in the inside of us. So I tell you all with me. I'm tired of carrying the folk and the people candy. Y'all want y'all candy? Please get your candy. I love you guys so much. We gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody that you don't see and you normally see, please, 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 please pray for them. Because you never know what's happening or even what's going on. And we want to make sure we're praying for all the people in the folks.